at the National Farm Machinery Show. I'm visiting with Dan Bender. And Dan, we're enjoying a little hospitality courtesy of FMC. Glad to meet you here. Tell us a bit about yourself, where you're from, what kind of a farm operation you got.
I am from Poseyville, Indiana. I farm with my brother Alan. We raise corn, wheat, soybeans, cattle, and alfalfa hay on a family farm. I've been in business now with a partnership for about 30 years now.
Wonderful. Well, I understand that you use FMC products. You've had some success with that. Tell us just a little bit about what some of their technology and how it's been helpful that you've used on your farm.
We use Capture with pop-up fertilizer during corn planting and have had excellent results with that. And we also use Hero, insecticide over the top of our alfalfa to control any insecticides we may have trouble with, whether it be weevil, leafhopper, whatever pests we have to control, and have had excellent results.
Well, we talk to a lot of folks up in the Midwest, upper Great Plains and stuff. In your area, what kind of special needs do you have that might be a little different from some of those areas?
Probably we in our corn, it's more of a problem with cutworm, grubs in the corn at early stages. Alfalfa, we use the Hero between every cutting, like I said, to prevent the leafhopper and the weevil problem, and have had excellent results.
Now, I know there's some new products that they've fairly recently come out with and some others, especially on now soybeans, I believe, even. What kind of interest or do you have in some of this new product?
We're looking into the 2014 season corn planting. We're looking into maybe using some Anthem. Versus some other herbicides that we've used in the past, just to try some and see how it works. We've had some people tell us in the past they've had excellent results, so we're willing to try something a little different. But of course, with the low volume that you use, that's attractive to us, so that's kind of the way we're headed for this 2014 season.
As a farmer, when you mentioned the low volume and the low rates of use, we hear more and more how important some of these conservation efforts are in terms of water protection and that kind of thing. Describe how important that is to you as a farmer that owns that land.
In our area, we have a lot of sandy soils. Leaching is a big concern. So that is a top priority to us. Plus the fact that we've had excellent results with their other products that FMC puts out. So I think we're going to continue to stick with them.
It's kind of, I always like to say, you know, if you try something once and you like it, you might try it twice.
Right. That's the kind of way we look at it. Yeah. If something works, don't mess with it.
All right. Well, I'm glad that we got to share a little hospitality here at the FMC reception at the National Farm Machinery Show. Dan, great to meet you here, and thank you for taking time to visit with me. From Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.